Hey Dan. Hey Gabe. How you guys doing? Welcome to this place. What's going on, guys?
Not much. What about you, man?
I mean, you said you had the intro. Like, are we recording right
now? Oh, I think so. Shit. Wait, we're doing a podcast again? Is that what's happening?
Why do you always insist on doing the intro and then you have nothing?
Hey guys, do you ever think about streaking?
Yeah, man. Yeah, tell me. Just, you know what? Just cut the fucking intro bullshit. Just tell me, get to your... What's the punchline?
Hey, yesterday I saw this really short guy who played piano. He was a 9-inch long pianist.
Hey, that wasn't bad. Is that original or did you steal it?
Is that a punchline?
I don't know. That's from The Simpsons.
9-inch pianist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
I mean, whenever Kurt's making a punchline, I'm like, how is this going to relate to dicks?
That's true.
Or hey, butts. But you guys ever think about streaking?
Yeah, tell...
You started it. You started a setup, and then you took another route, and then you went back. But I don't think they're going to connect in the end.
Hey, do you guys think about? You ever think about streaking? You know, like when you go to football games and you see a guy run across it.
I think Kirk's broken. I think the only way he can get out of this time loop is if we let him tell the joke.
Okay.
No, Kirk. I've never thought about streaking. Tell me about it.
So, if you ever, you know, streaking, it's like when some guy runs across a field naked.
Yes.
So, hey guys, you ever think about ancient Greece?
Sure.
Sometimes in class, yeah.
Yeah,
I like to think about the big old tiny dicks that those guys had.
The big old tiny dicks.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
So, in ancient Greece, they did this thing where at sports games, you know, like your Greek football... They had
they all performed naked. They all did it naked.
Everyone was naked. So like streakers. What was streaking back then? Because you can't run across a field naked. Am I right?
I guess they would like run across the field
with a toga or something. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Hey, guys.
You got it? Are you out of the time loop? Are you
stuck? I have cancer.
Jeez.
Oh.
That was rough.
Yeah, that wasn't very good.
That was very
rough. Did you hear that Kirk has cancer?
Holy fuck, are you serious?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I just heard. Yeah.
Is he alright? What's going on?
I mean, does it really matter?
Is it like brain cancer?
I don't know. Who cares?
Sauce. We're like typhoid. Because we suck. Yeah. Hey guys,
wow,
what's going on?
That was the worst one yet.
Yeah, that was. I'm Daniel.
Oh yeah, I'm Gabe.
I'm Kurt. Welcome to the show. This is a podcast.
And we're a podcast.
I swear
we're a podcast.
To you.
And we suck.
We're a podcast and we're not very good. Something about punk rock and a disease.
Yeah, we are the typhoid punk of rock podcasts.
We're the podcast of typhoid.
The official podcast of typhoid.
You guys like you like beer?
I mean, I'm okay with it.
I'm
not a beer guy.
You like beer?
I'm not a beer guy. No.
Hey,
not
Gabe,
really.
You like beer?
I like beer. I like some beers.
Yeah, man. So, hey, this is a show where we review beer. We're jumping right into it, just like I jumped right into Dan's mom's asshole.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah, good. So,
just as Dan was popping out, too.
Oh, no. I was entering exiting the front door, and he's coming in the back door?
Well,
no.
You see, what I did was I jumped into her ass to shoot you out of the vagina. I did it for you.
Oh, well, oh, thank you.
The doctor's like, we need another baby.
Someone bring in another baby. You know what the weirdest part is? I picture you as a baby, like, with, like, long hair, a mustache, and glasses, and a hat on.
I imagine
even as a baby.
I imagine he's wearing, like, a jumpsuit, like, ready for this.
I think he's, like, still, like, in, like, dressed like a baby, so, like, just diaper and stuff like that. But, like, neck up, he still has, like, all the, like the mustache.
They're like, get the baby, and he's like, I'm ready.
He's like, gay jokes, and like that baby's gay, and then they shoved it up my mom's butt. Oh,
yeah, no. What happened was they wheeled my mom from her room in Texas all the way to wherever you're born,
Atlanta.
Hey, I got broads in Atlanta. Panda. Yeah. So, beer.
Tell me about this beer.
You want to know how you're born?
Do you want to know how you're born, Daniel?
No, I don't. I think that's a mystery we'll just never solve.
All right. Well, it has to do with vaginal pressure and anus juice.
We have to have your mom on the podcast sometime.
No, we'll have her on the podcast. She doesn't know this podcast exists, and I'm going to keep it that
maybe
way.
Next episode we should have Dan's mom on the podcast.
Nope.
Should we announce that already?
Well, this is my last episode.
All right, cool.
I guess I'm no longer on the podcast anymore.
That's
fine. Your mom's here.
To all of you loyal fans out there who've been following the Instagram, we apologize because we aren't drinking Tsingtao today. We're drinking a beer
that is not from
China. We are drinking a Mexican beer, or otherwise known as, Gabe, can you translate?
Oh boy. I don't speak Spanish, but
La cerveza.
It's Cerveza Pacifico Clara.
I think Clara means clear, to be honest with you.
Probably.
Yeah, so
why is this beer so clear?
Del Pacifico.
Del Pacifico. Where's it from though? Do we know?
Mexico.
Yeah, it says it's from
It's imported, brewed in Mexico.
Yeah, okay, so we're drinking a cerveza today. Not much unlike a Modelo or a Corona, but, you know, we had it. These two over here, they don't know how to get their beers. They're incompetent, they're dumb.
We agreed that it was Gabe's fault.
Right, it's Gabe's fault, but I like calling you dumb.
And that I didn't do anything wrong, ever.
How is it my fault? Please explain to me how it was.
Because, fuck you.
I texted you guys, I'm like, which beer should I get? And what did you say, Kurt?
So how do you like the beer, Kurt?
You guys don't want to go over this. You keep saying it's my fault, but you don't want to go over this.
Kurt, tell me how you think about
it. You guys just keep saying it's my fault, and you don't care to explain it, and you're just making me feel bad.
Nipples. I pinch your nipples.
Ow!
So, Dan, to answer your question, I think this beer is very mid-level. It's not the greatest. It's not even mid-level. It's probably maybe above Miller, to be honest with you.
It's not very good, to be
honest. No, it's not.
It kind of tastes like piss.
It's kind of watery.
Yeah.
I mean, Corona has a better taste, even though it tastes like skunk funks. skunk farts.
Simon and skunk funks.
No, I think it tastes like skunk funks. You know, Gabe, skunk funks. You know that flavor that we all know and that we all know is a bad thing, skunk funks?
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Skunk funk notes.
Hey, that's to all the old people who listen to this show. Hey, guys, do you ever listen to that one song about putting a bus down?
What?
Bus down, Fatiana. I got murder on my mind. But,
And mind on my murder.
Yeah, like Subway. So,
eat fresh.
Wow. Okay, we're recording in my apartment, and some people outside just cheered. I don't know if you could hear that.
It's not for us. I can tell you it's not for us.
It's for Subway, probably.
It was for Kurt's joke.
It's for Subway. All they eat so fresh there.
So,
you know they got those new, like, garlic butter subs at Subway?
No,
I don't. Yeah, you can get, like, garlic butter and put it, like, it's not very good.
So the actual bun, oh, like the bread is.
They just like
butter.
Put like this shitty like garlic butter right before they toast it.
So other than sandwiches, this podcast is about pop culture. So I watched the. Hey guys, can you come here real quick?
Yeah,
I've been here the whole time.
So, I mean, we can hear you perfectly fine.
We're supposed to talk about the Oscars today.
Why are you whispering?
I didn't watch him.
He doesn't want the listeners to hear this.
Yeah. Shh. This is going to be cut. Don't worry.
Yeah.
What?
He said this is going to be cut, so shh.
Shut your fucking mouth, you goddamn.
God damn it.
Cock.
What?
Fucking ginger.
I can't hear you. Speak up.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to pretend that we saw the Oscars, all right? All right, ready? Three.
Just like with Han Solo.
I saw some parts of Han Solo.
We totally saw that. All right, 3, 2, 1. Yeah. Hey, so we went to the watch the Oscars, and
we were there. We were at the Oscars.
We were at the Oscars.
We got invited
by Chris Pratt.
Yep,
Chris Pratt. By the way, he's. Oh, I have a newspaper clipping about this. This is really interesting news. So, Chris Pratt married Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Are you reading that whole headline, or did you just stop at a certain point?
So Chris Pratt invited us to the Oscars. It was really exciting.
We met Ben Stiller and saw his dick. It was great.
Yeah, why did we see that? Why did he show us that?
I don't even know
why
he was invited.
Why wouldn't you want to see Ben Stiller's dick?
Fair point.
Yeah, yeah. See, I knew you wouldn't have a response to that, you fucking dick sack.
Yeah. So, Kirk, who was the winner of Movie of the Year?
So,
the Oscar nomination for Movie of the Year.
Yeah, who won the Movie of the Year?
So, Oscar got up on stage and he was hey guys, this is my show, the Oscar show. And I like to give people things. And he called upon...
It seems like you're avoiding the question that I asked.
No, he's putting this...
He's I'm giving... It up. It's sorry. A story.
It's context.
I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm
so
sorry.
You want to just the answer? Capes. Okay, so here's the answer. Yeah. The best movie went to a 99 Chevy Impala in the parking lot because your lights are on, sir. Can you please turn them off?
I love that
and
one.
And did you guys see that movie? You saw it?
Fan.
It was really good.
I cried at the beginning, middle, and end.
You know, I found it interesting because it was both timeless yet socially relevant today.
I peed.
Really?
Yeah.
During the movie?
Real hard. Like,
during the movie?
Real hard. Like an aggressive, continuous stream like a fire that hose. Went on for a solid, 92 seconds.
Really?
Yeah.
You counted it.
Yeah.
That's a very precise
number.
Wait,
did you pee because you were crying or because you didn't hold it in or just...
I think he
What
ran...
difference does it make, Kurt?
I think he ran out of tears, so he's like, how else do I get rid
he's
of
like,
liquid?
What other way can I get fluid out of my body?
How else can
peeing?
I express sadness? Except
yeah.
peeing.
Listen, my childhood wasn't great, so like, that's just how
what?
I...
What does
how...
that have to do
His
with
dad's
this?
Like, real men don't cry.
No,
real men piss themselves.
His dad's like, real men don't cry, son. Yeah. Meanwhile, his pants is just like filling up.
Soaking wet.
Yeah.
What were the what were the
I
other
wish
categories?
I wish I could blame my childhood on my parents. My parents are pretty good people, but I'm still fucked up. So
we'll find out next week.
Yeah. What were the other categories that they did?
Next week
they,
on Gator Sauce, we do a psych evaluation of each of us.
With your mom.
Yeah, well.
So what were the other categories that they had? I forget them.
There was a nomination. I think one of the more surprising award of the
best
night.
Best Kiss.
Was Best Kiss.
Iron Giant.
So
I know
Gabe,
that one.
Who won Best Kiss?
Well, have you guys seen Widows with Liam Neeson? That's actually that movie proved that Liam Neeson isn't racist.
Cool.
He was in the first shot in that he's making out with, what's her name? Amanda Waller, How to Get Away with Murder.
What are you guys? Jada Pinkett Smith.
No.
What are you guys talking about?
Obviously,
Mr. Neeson is very racist. Didn't you see how they cut that black guy in half in that one documentary about space?
Gravity?
Yeah, Gravity with Sandra Bullock.
You're confusing. You're confusing it with Sandra Bullock.
Muppets in Space.
No. He was in this weird like maintenance room, and there's this black guy with these two swords.
Yeah, that was Muppets in Space.
I think that was Muppets in Space.
Okay, yeah, Muppets in Space. Yeah, well, okay,
because
so
everyone knows.
And you're thinking of Kermit
the guy with the gold tooth and the red beard. He's black, but where he's from, green is black.
And black is the new green?
Where he's from.
Okay, so another award that went out was Best Soundtrack, and that went to Gabe?
Frozen?
Yeah.
Frozen?
Which, you know what was really crazy? Because this is what happened. They originally gave the award to Lemonade Mouth, but then they realized there was a mix-up, and it actually went to Frozen.
Yeah. I heard it was a pretty
tough mouth, right? All-Star?
I heard it was a pretty tough struggle between Tom Hanks Volleyball Man and Frozen and the Lemonhead Mouth. So I'm pretty glad that Frozen came in on top.
Yeah, they deserved it. They certainly deserved it.
Because,
yeah.
You know, I love white people Disney movies. I think they really reinvigorate our culture and make life better for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
100%.
The other thing was the one that went to Best Screenplay, Birth of a Nation. I think that was
the original, too.
The original Birth of a Nation.
Yeah.
I think that's a really interesting choice because, you know, like, Hollywood is being this push towards diversity.
Yeah.
And they really kind of backtracked on that.
Well, I think they were trying to explain how, you know, because you can't just gloss over the good things about diversity without addressing the bad. So they're right, like, right. Remember when all these black people were running around and just doing whatever they wanted?
And then they're like, we want to address some of the good things. So they did, like, Birth of a Nation. Remember when we used to be able to lynch them with no penalty?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Remember when we had real heroes running around instead of these social justice warriors?
Yeah, people who look like Kurt, act like Kurt, and are Kurt.
Yeah.
What? So the final award that I think is most important to me was Most Compelling Film. Which I actually did see that. I mean, I definitely saw that. It went to...
Well, before you say that, can you just find what makes it the most compelling film?
Because
that's a very subjective category.
It made Dan P shit and cum his pants.
Yeah.
Dan was actually... Dan, is that true that you were one of the judges for this film? For this film choice?
Yes, that is true.
See, I... So, do you remember what film it was? If not, that's okay, I can tell you.
Muppets in Space.
No, it was not Muppets in Space. It was actually Roots on Ice.
I voted for Muppets in Space.
Well, the award went to Roots on Ice by Spike Lee and Samuel L. Jackson.
I'm not a big fan of Spike Lee for obvious reasons.
Why? Because he dressed like Waluigi?
No, I don't like the way his goatee is. It's a very aggressive facial hair, and I'm just not a fan of it. But, you know, I voted for Muppets in Space.
And Trump.
I voted for Muppets in Space.
I bet you that's 100% true.
No, I voted third party because I enjoy throwing away my vote.
I voted for the weed guy.
Yeah, whatever. When your options are shitty and shittier, I should have stayed home, is what I'm saying. I would have been a better use of my time if I had just stayed home and not done anything. So, anyways, I was talking about Muppets in Space. The reason Muppets in Space, I believe, was the most compelling movie of the year is because it tells the story of Gonzo and where he's from. And he gets to meet his people and they play Celebrate Good Times, Come On at the end
of
it.
So the one thing I love about Gonzo porn is they get right into it. They don't start with...
Well, my second favorite thing about Gonzo porn is they use the nose for what it should be used for.
Fucking men and women. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think the inside of... Do you think the butthole, if you get deep enough, it stops smelling bad?
I don't know. Okay, there's only one way to
find out. I mean, if it's... there's no poop in someone. It. I mean, the butt goes all the way up to the intestines. Don't you know math?
Yeah. Yeah. It goes... If you go deep enough fucking up your butt, you're out your mouth.
Yeah. Remember what Ben Shapiro told us?
No.
He was going...
No.
So, Ben Shapiro, last week, I think he was telling us... He got it wrong, though. He said he was trying to...
You know,
to
it's crazy that you know what Ben Shapiro said, even though you weren't here. In the room.
Well, he edited the episode.
I edited the episode.
Wait, we edit our episodes? Edit our episodes?
Yeah. Well, you know how many times we say the N-word on this podcast?
Like three?
Redacted.
Or more?
Redacted. Redacted. Redacted.
I don't know why we can't say bleep.
Look, those fucking good guys.
I would love it those if Kirk just to fuck with
guys.
Us. And when he goes back and edits this podcast, it just puts random beeps in.
Well,
the
I would like it if he went back and when you say bleep, he actually put in someone saying the N-word.
But it's not, it doesn't sound like me at all.
Samuel Jackson just going, rah! That's my-
or Quentin Tarantino saying the N-word.
Well, he only says that to his mother. Hey guys, so we're here with an ad. We have a real ad again. So hey, it's kind of fun. We have an artist, like an actual artist who draws things. Or, you know, this is pretty cool.
Draws
I'm very
things.
Excited to tell you guys about her. She's from Texas.
What is she drawing?
You know, I'm not quite sure. I think a lot of it's digital, but the other stuff is, you know, paper.
All right. What's her name?
Her name is Rachel O'Reilly.
Rachel O'Reilly. Wow,
yeah.
I'm looking at her page right now. Her Instagram page. Which, by the way, is, this is hard to say. It's R-A-C-H, the Impaler, and Impaler is spelled I-M-P-A-L-O-R, _ art.
Right, that's her Instagram page, guys. Go check that out for sure. She's got some really cool stuff on here. Her first post that she posted pretty recently, it's one of my favorites. It's cat in a little top hat. Very, very cool style. I like that. Oh, she has a kind of an indie punk rock style to her.
It reminds me a lot of Big Mouth for some reason.
Yeah, it has a little bit of that. It's very cartoony. There's some fun stuff on, there's, this girl riding a freaking tampon into the, I don't know, someplace.
Yeah, let's describe her art to an audio medium. Look, I'm going to say, Kurt, have you seen the one where there's a guy whose head is a skull and he's holding the girl's head in his hands?
Yes. It's his plaything? So it's this naked guy and he's holding this pretty, I don't know, a brown-haired girl's head in his hand. And he has a skeleton thing. It says plaything as the caption.
Look, she has some pretty cool art. And she does commissions, too, right?
She does commissions.
Custom art.
Custom art. I encourage you guys, if you have money, to go hit her up. She wants to make some buttons of things.
Even if you don't have money, check her out.
Yeah, check her out. Check her out.
Give her a follow.
Yeah, give her a follow. Like some of her stuff. Feedback is always pretty cool, you know? I mean, I know no one gives us feedback, but, you know, give her some feedback. She has some good stuff, and I really like it. My favorite...
There's one where there's a coffee cup, and it's dancing with a condom. I guess it's for an ad for a coffee and condoms, a sexual health expo. But, it's very interesting.
My favorite is the one with the ghost, and the ghost is holding, a phone, and it says, please respond, and the ghost looks super sad. She wants to make buttons and stickers of that, which I think would be super cool. I really like this. She's a pretty cool person. I found her on Twitter. Guys, hey, hit her up. Check out her Instagram. Give her a follow. Give her a like. You know, ask her for some art if you want. We really like her, and we really appreciate her here on Gator Sauce. Gabe?
And again, the Instagram, her handle is... R-A-C-H, the Impaler, that's I-M-P-A-L-O-R _ art. If you just look up Rachel O'Reilly, like I said, except for some reason, she switched the E and the A. Do you think that means, she's a rebel just for kicks?
She's very rebel. Look at her art. It's very punk rock. We love it.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I mean, at least give it a look, you know?
All right, and back to the podcast.
Here we go. I want to be... the very best, like no one ever was. Da-da-da-da. To catch them is my real test. To train them is my call. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I have traveled across the land, searching far and wide. Da-da-da. Something to understand the power that's inside. Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all. There's something we'll pull us. You teach me and I'll teach you Pokemon. Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all.
All right.
Dan and I just had
so,
sex.
Dan, can you tell us why you were singing that song?
What?
After you stopped kissing Gabe? Gabe
kind of blacked out. We kind of blacked out
that
for a second.
That was very
there.
Spiritual, right?
Yeah, you guys, Gabe, you guys were straight up making out right there, if you didn't know that.
Dude, all of the problems me and Gabe have ever had just melted away in that one moment.
I think we're best friends.
I think you're right.
You're engaged, right?
Yeah.
For how long?
I mean, we didn't
For how long?
It's not a sexual thing. It's
Kurt,
like a, it's an emotional thing.
Kurt, I don't know why you're laughing. This
you
is not
wouldn't
funny.
Understand.
There's nothing funny about this. There, wow. You wouldn't understand two men being sexually
attracted. Are you guys telling me we have a bunch Pokemon. Of queers in this podcast now? Hey, did you know that the...
So, Pokemon. Yeah. So, what's really exciting is that Detective Pikachu, we've been getting a lot of advertisements for
advertisements.
It. And advertisements.
Advertisements.
And, you know, a live-action Pokemon... has made me nervous, but it looks like they're actually going to do a pretty good job with it. The CGI looks really cool.
It does.
Ryan Reynolds is, of course, hilarious, always.
Yeah, I was pretty
and
scared
I'm
originally. Kinda,
I'm,
but,
pretty,
know.
I'm pretty fucking jazzed, to be honest with you guys.
Well, okay, I'm not a Pokemon guy.
Not a Pokemon guy.
Just
I'm
like
not
Dan's
a beer
not
guy.
A beer
I'm
guy,
not
yeah.
a Pokemon guy. We have that in common. Hey. So
and
then,
Kurt's not a street guy.
He is not. He's not a girl's guy.
No, he's not a girl's guy.
So,
this is true.
Yeah, no, I'm not a Pokemon guy, but I could tell that you said it's Mewtwo.
Mewtwo.
I could tell Mewtwo's a big deal.
He's a big deal.
Very big deal.
He's good. Like, twist. He's like really, really strong.
Yeah,
he's like one of the strongest Pokemon
CGI
ever.
CGI does look really good.
It does look good.
And I like how they're playing around with the whole Ryan Reynolds being a defective Pikachu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know why I keep repeating everything you say. Yep. Mm-hmm.
But no, there's the part where he's going to go fight this other dragon one. What's it called?
It's Charizard.
Charizard.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't work.
Which is weird, because Pikachu should have a type advantage over Charizard, because Charizard's a fire flying, and then Pikachu's an electric, so, like,
Nerd
Pikachu
alert.
Should have pretty...
Hey, look at this guy over here.
Hey, guys.
Yo, stop fucking insulting Dan. Jeez.
Yeah, me and Gabe are on the same team
We're
now.
Against you now.
Yeah. Hey.
If In you like face. You so much, if you like each other so much, why don't you go marry each other?
Well,
because it's not legal in this state.
It's against the Bible.
And the Florida.
And the Florida. Yeah, and I forget, the Florida. I'm in liberal God-cut land of Washington. So,
is that what they're renaming Seattle?
Liberal
Cuckland?
Welcome to Cuckland.
Welcome to Liberal Cuckland. We have coffee
in
Seattle.
I can't wait. And so it's like, so the delegate from Liberal Cuckland is now coming to the podium.
Hey, guys. I'm Senator Bob Fart. I'm from Liberal Cuckland.
Yeah?
They had a
His
new law where
Bob
they had
Fart?
To change all of our last names to Fart. I want to pass new law. That if you are over the age of 17, you can't wear pants. Because we don't want to body shame anybody's wiener.
That's
Bob
weird.
Fart out.
So another cool thing that's happening with Pokemon is that they just announced Pokemon Sword and Shield. Which should be exciting because it's going to be the first new generation of Pokemon that's not exclusively on handhelds. It's going to be for the Switch,
wow.
Which I know is partially a handheld, but it's also...
You know what else is
it's
handheld?
It's basically a console. Remotes.
My penis.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting. new generation of Pokemon. We don't know a lot about it yet.
I don't think you guys realize how often I have my dick in my hand while I'm recording the show.
Oh, fuck.
I assume 100% of the time.
Now that's all I'm going to be thinking about.
I just assumed he always did.
I'm going to be like, hey, Kurt, show me your hands. Show me your hands.
Kurt, don't show us your hands.
Just make sure that...
I don't want to see your hands.
I just want to make sure he's not holding... Okay. All right, and that's his dick. Oh.
I just pulled my fists out of my ass and my hand out of my pants.
All right, well, so...
Pokemon! I'm actually pretty excited about the new starters. I like Sobble because he's a chameleon, and I want to see how that works out with water type and, like, fucking chameleons or whatever. A lot of people like the green monkey. I don't know what his name is, but... I don't know. I'm excited
That's
about this.
That's
racist. And the
racist?
Bunny. People make fun of the bunny a lot.
Yeah.
But he's probably going to be cool.
I like how you guys are into Pokemon, but you guys call them the monkey, the bunny. Do you call them the bunny?
Yeah, I didn't remember their names.
I know Sobble because I really want to play Sobble.
Oh, wow.
And I know the name Sword and Shield, which is going to be the title of the game, but that's about all I got.
That's all we got for you on this shit. So,
I'm excited. Kurt, are you excited?
I'm always excited, but that's probably because of all the cocaine I've been doing.
Gabe, you excited for this game? You've never really played any of the earlier versions?
I'm excited because when I play this game, I'm excited to make my own Pokemon.
Yeah.
And to, do you play as a Pokemon?
Sure.
Yeah, sometimes, no. But not recently. What's
the no, on the old games, not on any of the new. On the kind of spin-off games.
Whoa,
not on the real
Pokemon ones. Human Hybrid. Can we do that?
I mean, that Deoxys?
Ooh, no, Deoxys is just basically computer generated.
No, Deoxys like is basically just a bunch of twisters.
Wow. The fans will love this.
Yeah. Okay.
It's weird because he's supposed to be like technology, but he's from outer space, so I don't get what the parallels is. Anyways.
Wow.
That's interesting. Hey guys.
Pokemon's not really good about keeping continuity.
No,
like
they're
this
not.
Podcast.
Yeah, just like this podcast. Somehow one of our frequent hosts kind of got in a car wreck last week. Pop Culture Gabe, he's in the hospital right now.
So, God. We're really bad with continuity. So, Pop Culture Gabe.
guys, I think... Can you guys come here? Come here. Look, I think we talked about this before the show. I don't know why you guys keep trying to make me do the whole Pop Culture Gabe thing.
I don't know what you're talking about. I thought we killed Pop Culture Gabe.
I've been
Gabe.
Trying to do
I thought...
It,
no,
right,
he's just in ICU right now.
Look, I told you, it's not under
my
control.
I thought you fucked Pop Culture Gabe to death.
Don't talk about him like that. You really don't want to talk about him.
No, don't talk about that, Dan, that's disgraceful.
What happens? What's going to happen if I talk about him like that?
That's irreverent.
Pop Culture Gabe. Oh, he thinks he's such a big deal because he's closest to the laptop.
You don't want
to. Oh, yeah, he thinks he's such a big deal.
Hey, guys, it's Pop Culture Gabe here.
Hey, Dan, what are you doing? Hey, Dan, you're the Will Smith Left Suicide Squad. You're the Will Smith Left fucking Suicide Squad, Dan! They're making it without him, Dan!
Wow. There's so much pop culture news.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds is making another movie. It's called Free Guy!
Oh, no.
He plays an NPC in a world where everything's a video game, Dan!
Oh, no. There's so much pop culture news in my face.
Guys, the studio is literally being trashed right now. There's like,
fuck!
There's a fire in the background. Shit, Gabe is actually vomiting. We'll be right back.
Jesus
with,
Christ. What the fuck, Dan?
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Oh my god. We'll be right back. Holy shit. Hello. My name is Dr. Fisher Price. I am
here. Hello, Doctor.
I'm a doctor of medical practices, and I am here on Gator Sauce.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I think we had a guest scheduled, but then it got canceled. It was a big confusion, and Kurt and Daniel stepped out for a bit, so I guess I'm... Fuck. Hey, Dr. Fisher-Price, what are you here to promote?
I am here to promote new medicine. It's a very new brand of medicine, and I like to use it when I'm feeling sad. I use it on my patients, not myself. But it's a medicine when you feel sad, or angry, or you want to die. It's called Cobane.
Cobane? Well, I've actually been feeling that quite a bit recently, especially recording this episode. But can tell me more. You said it's called Cobane?
Cobane is a mixture of sulfur, stalpeter, and gunpowder mixed into a little red capsule filled with lead balls.
Wow, sounds very holistic and very very ancient, you know? People are into that stuff nowadays.
Some people say that my medicine is simply just shotgun shells.
Oh.
But
well, I mean, you need to have a source, you know, for the gunpowder and all that.
I make it in my back room.
Right. What do you do with this medicine? Do you drink it? Is it a shot that you take?
Well, you usually load it into a syringe gun. You can buy them. They call them shotguns.
Okay, yeah, I feel like you can buy that pretty much anywhere, especially in America.
It's an oral-fed medication. You just put it in the shotgun and pow, pow, and then now, you feel sick no more. Your sadness gone.
Now, I feel like a lot of my classmates have been feeling like this recently. Would this be safe to administer to them? If I were to go into school with this this quote-unquote shotgun and just, you know, give some to all of my classmates, you think this would be an effective method of curing their sadness or depression?
As long as you say it's in, what you say, the name of medicine.
Oh.
Yes, and good health. The kids should love it. We have cherry-flavored lead balls.
Cherry-flavored lead balls.
Yes.
That sounds delicious, to be honest.
It's okay, great. So... I've and never tried it myself, because I want to... yes, I like medicine.
Well, hey, everyone, if you go on Dr. Fisher-Price's shotgun shells... Get some for you, get some for your family.
My website is just fisherprice.com.
Dear God. Go on to fisherprice.com. If for some reason you can't find it on their webpage, if you click the chat or call their number there and ask them for the shotgun shells, we're going to get in so much trouble for this.
Thank you very much. Bye. So, guys, I took my pants completely off right now. I am literally sitting in my boxers right now.
It is. All right, cool. Well, if Kurt gets to take his pants off, I get to take my pants off.
Oh, God damn it. Guys, I'm not feeling so good.
Gabe, you look like shit. You look like you just saw your mother piss on your father.
Or you looks like you just watched a movie that made you cry and piss and shit at the same time. Which ordinarily is a good thing.
Are you going to cry?
Like both of those.
You gonna piss? Maybe shit and cum?
Maybe shit and cum, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I just did all that.
Why don't you go shit and cum real quick, okay?
I think I'm gonna take a break.
Just sit down, sit down. We have a guest.
We're waiting for the guest to get here, so you should be fine. We can handle this.
You're fine. Right, just sit back, relax, shit and cum. You know.
Oh, gosh. Fuck.
I wish you would stop making those noises. They're so sexy.
I'm gonna go over there.
Yeah, those noises are really turning me on, so you need to stop. Oh, gosh. Kirk, are you erect too?
Yeah, I'm so erect that it's going into my asshole. See, the thing you didn't know about gay people is that when we get erect, our dicks go inwards, but like around the gooch and into the butthole.
Huh.
Yeah. Really?
You know, if you start your sentence off... a thing you didn't know about gay people, anything that you say after that will be accurate.
Yeah, you didn't know that? That's like the law.
Well, because I don't know anything about gay people. So, like, if you say,
so did you know another thing about gay people is that they have an extra set of hands underneath their butthole flaps?
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well, you see, whenever we're like really hungry, at night, our hands just kind of like. You know, come out of our butthole flaps, and then they, you know, they... Oh, shit, I think we have a guest.
Kurt, yeah.
Who is that? Kurt. Is that our guest?
It's on the balcony. Give me a sec. You hear that rustling? That's symbolism for opening the door.
It's symbolism, guys. It's symbolism, not imagery.
And they brought a parrot. Well, wow, that's a parrot.
I'm a parrot!
Oh, gosh.
All right. Hi, parrot.
All right. Oh, man, another pirate.
I want crackers!
Oh, that's...
Oh, I'm sorry about my parrot. It's very loud.
Wow. Why don't you take a seat and introduce yourself?
Go fuck yourself!
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm very sorry about that. He has quite a mouth on him.
Yeah, he sure does. Well, he has a lot of beak on him, am I right?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, I gotta keep him quiet. Let me just tape his mouth together.
Oh, man. It looks like we have a beetle here.
Oh, I'm very appreciative that you would recognize my voice. I didn't know I had a fan.
Oh, I'm a big fan of the Beatles, you know, like Ringo.
Yes,
and the other ones?
Yeah, the other ones, yeah. Can you name them all?
Sure, I'm sure I could.
Simon, Garfunkel,
you're thinking of Simon and Garfunkel. They're and Janis Joplin, the two different groups completely.
Mick Jagger.
No, McDonald's. It wasn't a Beatle.
McJagger, McDonald's, and Rudolph.
Ronald McDonald was actually
John McCain.
Briefly part of our band, actually.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, we actually used him as a sample. Are you going to introduce me at any point, or am I just going to?
We were asking. We don't know who you are.
Oh well, I apologize. When I was emailing in, I was speaking to a pop culture Gabe, and he sent me an email saying, "Hey, please come be on our podcast. We're huge fans."
Well, pop culture Gabe is actually recently deceased.
Oh,
I think.
I'm sorry for
that. We're not very good at continuity.
We don't know what's going on.
So, yeah. So.
Oh, then yeah. I apologize. I'll introduce myself. My name is Larry. Larry Johnson. I'm the Beatle. You know, the Beatles?
Yeah, I know the Beatles.
Yes, I'm one of the
Ringo,
Beatles.
Ringo.
Yes, Ringo.
John McCain.
John McCain.
No, you're thinking of John McCain, the politician, recently deceased,
right.
Too.
Yeah.
George Bernard
like
Shaw.
Yes.
Yeah. The Huffington Post.
No, it's not even close.
Oh.
That's a newspaper.
Yeah,
that's not a Beatle.
I thought the whole entire newspaper was in on the Beatles.
Oh, well, no, we do. We were on the newspaper a few times. That's probably what you saw. You probably opened up your newspaper and saw Huffington Post, and then you saw the Beatles, and then you thought they were the same thing.
That can't be it.
Well.
So, Mr. Larry, what do you have? You're here to promote something for us?
Oh, yes. I was actually, I'm recording a new album.
Oh, the Beatles are recording a new album?
No, not the Beatles. I was, well, of course, as we all know, I'm assuming you're huge fans of the band.
I mean, I've just named all six of them.
Well, there's five of us.
Right.
I thought there were four.
Huffington Post.
No, it's John, Ringo, it's Paul McCartney, it's George Harrison.
Paul Rudd.
No, not Paul Rudd.
Harrison Ford.
Not Harrison Ford.
Huffington Post.
Look, I was told that I could perform a song on here.
Cream cheese bagel, right?
I was told that I could come on here and
listen, you can come wherever you want.
Oh, dear God, it's that kind of show then.
Yes, it is.
All right, let me untape my parrot's beak here.
Oh, my gosh.
Fucking cut!
Oh, my gosh, that
I told you, he has a mouth
offensive.
On him. Yeah, it says some very inappropriate
did
words.
Did it just say the cunt word?
Fucking cunt!
Oh, my gosh.
Did it just say the cunt word? What?
Kurt. Is it allowed to say cunt on our podcast?
I don't have the manual with me, so I wouldn't know.
Sorry. Is Zer allowed to say cunt on the podcast?
Well, that's correct!
Yeah,
all right.
He
well,
said.
The parrot says we can say cunt, that we can say
sure,
cunt.
Sure, whatever.
So
fucking cunt!
So are we interviewing you, Larry, or Zer, your parrot?
Well, I was told I could come here and perform a song.
Oh, by all means, that sounds fantastic.
Yes, it's called the it's called Pokemon theme song.
Oh, you know what? What a coincidence!
Really?
Yeah, we were just talking about Pokemon earlier.
Oh, really? What were you talking about? The new defective Pikachu?
Yeah, defective Pikachu and the new games Spear and Dagger.
Oh, I'm a huge Pokemon
Sword
fan.
And
you know,
Shield.
I played all the games.
Oh, you're right. Cloak and Dagger, the new Pokemon games. So, yeah, if you want to...
I'm a huge Pokemon fan, let me just tell you that.
I heard that it's really popular where you're from in the Ukraine?
Liverpool. It's close.
Oh,
it's
right.
In Europe.
Wait, why is there a pool full of livers in Europe?
Oh, that's a common mistake. It's actually not a pool full of livers.
Is that a common mistake?
No, it's a liver that has pool water in it.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a common mistake, I know. You constantly get it backwards.
Is that truly a common mistake?
It is a very common mistake. People come in and they say, "Where are all the livers at?" And we say, "Oh, no, it's just one liver with a pool in it."
Okay, cool. Yes. So this... Kurt, do not laugh at our guests. That's very rude.
I'm
oh, it's
sorry.
Okay.
Why is it just one liver?
Don't insult his culture, you cunt.
Well, it's a museum there. They have the one liver. It was actually... founded by John Liverpool, and we have his liver in the museum for all to see.
How'd you know that his liver had pool water in it?
Well, he drank a lot of it.
Yeah? Did y'all, like, cut him open and show what's inside of his liver?
Well, no, we would see him drink it a lot. He was the first one to have a pool in the town, and everyone would come over and play, but he would constantly drink all the pool water, so no one could go in it.
Aw, that sounds nice.
Yes.
That's tragic.
So, yeah, no, when I was recording with the Beatles, I actually recorded this song for the Pokemon TV show.
That's crazy.
Do you need a beat?
Why don't
you, Oh, yes, I would actually love a beat. I didn't bring my... Ringo was supposed to come with me.
We only have Radishes.
Hurry up!
We have a clapboard.
Clapboard?
Clapboard is the nickname Kurt gave his crotch, so you actually don't want to look at that very much.
All right, I'll count you off. Wait, I got it.
Wait, who's doing the beat?
Apparently Curtis.
I feel like you should do the beat. I feel like that would be more instinct.
I thought the same thing, but Kurt's pretty excited about it, so why don't we let him do the beat?
All right, well, I feel like it's not going to be in sync, but we can try.
All right, you know, no one asked me.
And it's a... Now, let me just preface this by saying this isn't the original Pokemon theme you've heard. It's the one that we recorded for the show.
Okay, cool. So it's a little bit different.
It's a little bit different. Here we go. Ready?
That's right, I'm ready.
And... We all live in a world full of Pokemon. A world full of Pokemon. A world full of Pokemon. There's one that flies and one that shoots lightning out of its butt. Out of its butt. Out of its butt. Pokemon everywhere. Let me take mine to the store. Yellow submarine. In a yellow submarine. It's not quite finished yet, but...
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yes. I gotta stop my balls, Kurt. Because clapping my balls that much, it takes a lot out of a man. Mainly my balls.
You were doing quite a feat there. I could see it from
here. Let me just go ahead and say it right now. That is one of the most amazing songs I have ever heard.
You should take it to the Oscars.
You should.
That's actually not what John and Paul said.
Well, you know what? If John's saying something to you recently... Then that's newsworthy.
Oh no, I presented this back to them in the 70s.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
I heard of this new show being made called Pokemon.
That's you had a lot of foresight, man.
I did. I actually invented the show.
Yeah.
But it wasn't about creatures that had powers. It was about this school of gifted children.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing that we have to get into another time, perhaps.
You know what? Second interview.
I would really love to come back.
I am really looking forward to
it. I'd love to come back.
Wow, your parrot's suddenly being nice.
Thank you so much.
Fuck you. Fucking Ginger.
There it is.
Thank you so much, Larry and Bird.
Oh, the bird has a name.
Say my name, faggot.
No, because you called me a faggot.
What's the, Larry, what's the name of your parrot?
The name of my parrot?
Yeah.
Well, I named it after my dear friends from the Beatles. It's John George.
Well, John George the parrot. It's
just John George, you fucking fat ginger!
I very much apologize for that. Those are his words, not mine, sir. Sorry.
Don't...
Shut up, you fucking British twat!
Don't... Parrots normally repeat stuff that they've heard.
Oh no, not this one. Not this one.
I think it might be this one. It has a mind. I think you're telling the parrot these things.
No, I actually.
Wait, can I see? Can you turn the parrot to the side? Can you turn the parrot to the side?
Why don't you tape its mouth like you did earlier?
It says MAGA on its wings. You got.
Make America great again. America first.
That's interesting.
Build that wall! You
guys aren't even American.
Oh, yes, I know, I know. I'm very much for the wall, by the way. Let me just tell you that.
All right, thank you so much, Larry, for being on our show. We're very happy to have had you. You can see your way out through the balcony.
Yeah, make your way over to the balcony, and if you wouldn't mind locking the door behind you.
All right, it was nice being on here, and I would love to come back another
day. Yep. You know what?
You're more than welcome to come again.
All right, bye. Let me grab this parrot's feet and fly away, parrot.
Oh, that's so nice. That's a really strong parrot. Yeah. You know, Gabe will be back in a second. You know, for such a small parrot, it's carrying that grown man very well.
Man, we have some really weird mythical magical creatures in the show, and I don't get it. You know, we get Santa Claus.
Yeah.
We get flying people. Oh, hey, look, it's Gabe. Gabe. Hey, guys. Damn, why? Dude, look at his pants. There's like, is that a cum or a pee stain? I know that's a shit stain in the back.
It's kind of brownish. I don't know.
Well, it's definitely red. That's part of it.
Yeah.
It's part of its blood.
I think it came blood.
Did you?
Cool. How was it?
It
felt better.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Wait, are you saying my cum's not supposed to be red?
No, but I think that's my new fetish.
I think that's his thing now.
Oh, fuck.
Nice.
All right.
Cool.
Well, guys, thank you for listening so far, but we have one more thing left to do.
Hey, what's our one more thing we have left to do, Kirk?
We have to.
Yeah, fucking Kirk.
We have
yeah,
Kirk. To.
You punk ass bitch. Kirk, you punk ass bitch.
We have to review the beer.
Punk ass bitch, faggot bitch.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So.
We're saying that word now.
The parrot said it earlier, so I feel like it's okay.
Wait, what parrot?
I'll explain later.
Oh, okay.
So, we have to review the beer. Okay. So, on this show, we have a beer review system that is completely nonsense and doesn't really matter if it is real or not. So you can go fuck yourself.
That's one man's opinion.
Yeah. You can go fuck yourself. I don't care what you think. Eat my entire asshole, you stupid listeners. So...
You went really hard on that.
You know, I think I'm glad someone finally said it.
You're like, because we say stupid shit on here all the time. We insult each other. But he had to find some way to take it a notch further.
Well,
so instead of saying ass, he said asshole.
If anyone is listening to this show on a regular basis, therapy is worth the money. You know?
Yeah, like, hey, did you know if you put gorgeous. A space in therapy, it's the rapey? All right, so this beer... I didn't like as much as I thought I would. I think it's the first time I drank it, I was probably pretty drunk and it tasted great by that point. But now, you know what? I'm gonna rank it pretty low. I'm gonna give it the
Dan's playing footsies with me under the table.
I'm also grabbing his penis with my hand.
No, you're getting close.
No, Kurt, keep going.
Dear God, there's blood all over your hands now.
Oh, perfect. I like it.
This is fucking nasty now.
I'm so, sorry, you're plugging something?
I don't know. I am doing the letter C with my
for
hand.
Cunt.
No, for Ooh, crap, because we can't curse on this podcast.
Oh, fuck, we can't?
Nah, bro, we can't fucking do that. What are you talking about?
Ah, shit. God damn it. Fuck. Ah, damn it, I did it again.
I can do it too. Oh, heck.
Ow.
Oh, heck, oh, but... I get it. So we say, like, replacement words.
Yeah.
Oh, let me try. Cunt. Oh.
Mr. Falcon.
Yeah, so, you know, it's an alright beer.
The back half of this episode is very cunt heavy.
A 12-pack is not worth $16. I'll say that.
Agreed. 7 after tax. 17 after tax.
Wow. Yeah. What do you guys think? Gabe?
Shitty.
I think it's, look, I don't hate it. I think it's, like, it's equivalent to, like, Miller Lite, but... You know, it's not anything special.
What's your finger rating? Come on, man.
Oh, we're doing the finger rating.
Yeah,
okay.
I did the letter C for crap with my hand.
C for crap. Alright, so what I'm gonna do is this is gonna be pretty easy to explain.
Are your stomach okay, bud?
What?
Is your stomach doing better?
I'm feeling a little bit better. I feel like getting all that blood and shit and cum out might have helped a bit. I feel like the more fluid I release, the better. Oh!
Cool.
Oh, fuck.
Oof.
Well, all right, Dan, would you like to do your finger scale system?
Yeah. I'm going to let him handle that for a second. So for my finger scale, I'm going to do my ring finger up like that, and then I'm going to do pointer finger up like that, and then...
So you like you're doing the heavy metal symbol, but with only two fingers.
Yeah, but I'm not done yet. Okay. I'm going to do my pinky up on the other finger, and then I'm going to do my thumb up.
Shaka bra.
And then I'm going to take my pinky, I'm going to stick it in the top of the beer bottle. I'm going to take my pointer finger and stick it in the top of the Mountain Dew bottle.
He has a Mountain Dew bottle for you who don't understand podcasts.
All right.
Which means,
guys.
Allow me to explain myself.
Yes, he has to.
It's not very good.
Is that all?
Wow.
Yep.
All right.
Cunt faggot.
I think I'm ready.
Cunt faggot.
I could say all right. that
now. So what I'm going to do
we
is...
We stopped recording.
We did?
Gabe, what do you think of your beer?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to stick up my middle finger. Kind of like Dan stuck up his ring finger.
Yep.
All right. But on my other hand, I'm going to stick up my middle finger, too.
Cool. Let's
so double bird, double bird, again.
No.
We've had this many times.
I know. He's not done yet.
He's
fucking
not
done yet. Okay. Jeez.
Gosh, Kurt.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm
Oh, he's starting to puke on his hand.
I'm sorry.
So
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna shove one up my ass.
Ooh! Oh, that's a twist. Literally,
that's a new one. I'll put
one in my mouth.
Oh, he is.
Can you touch him?
Powering himself.
No, what I'm doing is I'm trying to block all the puke and shit from coming out.
Oh my gosh, he's DPing himself.
For those of you at home who don't know,
it's coming out my ears.
Donkey punching.
Oh my gosh. My goodness, if I wasn't so disgusted, I would be completely aroused.
Why did you have to test pop culture, Gabe?
Well, this has been Gator
Sauce,
y'all.
Because pop culture Gabe knows no god.
This has been Gator Sauce, and we are a podcast. We're gonna give a shout-out.
Shout-out!
Shout-out,
so,
what?
So, we had someone who asked for a shout-out. It's his birthday on the 25th. Was 25th.
Which we've passed.
Yeah.
Hey, we've passed that. Should we even be shouting?
Hey, happy belated birthday.
Hey, it's we're like the Jews anymore. Because we kind of passed over that date.
Oh, hey.
That was a non-offensive Jew joke.
That wasn't anti-Semitic. That's cool. That's awesome.
Hey, but it's a week after your birthday when this releases.
Hey, but shout out Josh, you know who you are. Dan, can you give him the actual shout out?
Yeah. Yeah, you know who you are, Josh, and so do we. And guess what? We appreciate your listenership, bitch.
Yeah, guess
what? We think that you're a cool guy for listening to our podcast, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You got cool glasses. I actually mean that. They actually look like pretty cool glasses. Take that, man. Yeah. In your face.
I hope you get...
That's where you keep glasses, is on your face.
I hope you got some good presents for your birthday.
Yeah, I hope you had a party with friends and family. Yeah, in your face.
Yeah, I hope you live a good life and that, you know, you grow old and find
someone... I hope
someone...
you're surrounded by loved ones on a very important day of the year. Yeah, punk. Yeah, take that.
Yeah, first of many.
Yeah, I hope you live a long, happy, and successful life, you little bitch.
All right. So, let's...
Thanks for listening, Josh.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Let's end it with the plugs. Not the butt plugs, but the regular plugs.
Yeah,
not the electric
Gabe just
ones,
ended
but,
it with the plugs.
Yeah,
all
right. So,
can I wash my hands?
No.
No. All right. So, I've been...
Continuity.
Kurt Burkhart. You can find me on Twitter at Kurt_duh_hurt. Same on Instagram. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at SauceGator and on Instagram at GatorSaucePodcast.
Mm-hmm. I have been Daniel Griffin. You can follow me on all forms of social media at RealDanGriffin. That is the word real. RealDanGriffin.
Hey, I'm Gabe. You guys can follow me at Gasvia.
Spell it!
I was about to. It's GASVIA. And you can find me on Twitter, Instagram. I don't know. I'm not feeling so well.
Yep. Well, thank you guys for listening. And, you know what? Fuck you. Good night, New York.
Yeah. Good morning, Atlanta.
You guys are all right.